Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our question and answer series, I was teaching about men speaking in tongues in Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Let's start the week there.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
You have said that a person could be saved and not have the Holy Spirit, but only the Spirit of Christ, which I think is a problem there, because then you take them from being one God. But the earnest is just like earnest money. Earnest money is paid on something that one will give the rest of what is owed at the appointed time or lose the earnest. Now, the earnest of the Spirit is where? In our hearts. For us to lose salvation means that God loses his Holy Spirit, because he didn't come through on the payment. But we know Jesus paid it all. So he is not going to lose his Holy Spirit. That is why John chapter 10, verses 27 through 30, Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave me them, is greater than all, and no man can pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." So that tells us that no man can pluck us out of his hand. See, salvation is not our keeping ourselves saved or persevering. He saves us. He keeps us. Ours is by faith to receive it. Now, I will warn, he chastens his own. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 27 through 30, you find out that many slept early because they lived in sin as a Christian. God warned them, then finally he just took them home before the time, before he was actually planned to. Some are chastened. If you live in sin, God chastens his own. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 through 11 is good to read on that. So again, we see that many slept early. The next part of your letter mentions the 120 speaking with other tongues after the baptizing of the Holy Ghost. Well, let's consider the passage in Acts, but instead of stopping around verse 7, as you have, I'll just take it to verse 12 so we have the context as well. You see, when the Bible tells us what it means, then that is what it means. So again, I'm going to reply in the context of these verses. So if you're listening on the radio today, you may want to go to Acts chapter 2 and follow along as I read. In Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place." Now, friends, when the local believers are in one place, in one accord, and in prayer, as seen in chapter 1, then great things are going to happen. Great things are going to come from God. Verse 2, "And suddenly there came a sound from heaven of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." Well, it is obvious in verse 3 here that the tongues are clearly seen, as well as a mighty wind actually blowing in the house. Good thing those homes over there are made of stone. "And they begin to speak with tongues as the Holy Ghost gives them utterance." Now, I wonder, now, what does the tongues mean? Well, it comes from a Greek word, glossolalia, which is, in short, the organ, the tongue, and what the sounds, words, the tongue makes or forms, which is why the compound word glossolalia in Greek of the Textus Receptus is used, from which our King James comes. Now, it is obvious that whatever they were saying, it was as they were led of the Holy Ghost to speak. It was of the Holy Ghost that gave each of them their words. Now, why is it the people who speak in tongues like to use this, but they do not use the cloven tongues and the mighty wind coming into a room? That's not necessary just to speak. Well, let's go on a little bit further. Verse 5, and there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now, when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because every man heard them speak in his own language. Now, the Jews had been scattered. Many Jews did not speak Hebrew. There were many languages represented. With 120 men speaking, God was able to give them different tongues in order for each one who was present to hear in a language that was familiar to them, a language they spoke. They heard it in their own language. Now, was that some kind of an ecstatic language? Was that some kind of a language of heaven? Or was that a foreign tongue that's on earth, but these men did not know that were speaking? Well, let's go on. And they were all amazed and marveled. Why would you marvel if somebody was preaching in your language? Why'd you be amazed? Okay, but they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and dwellers in Mesopotamia and in Judea and Cappadocia, in Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, in Egypt and in the parts of Libya, in Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues, plural, the wonderful works of God. And we're all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Now, so obviously they're amazed at this, the scripture tells us. But something that we see that people like to skip over, that's why I read all these verses. It names the languages they spoke. There are 13 languages mentioned. If they heard in their own language, then they heard the one who was speaking in their own language. There were 120 of them. There were not 120 languages there. Okay. So there were several people that would speak in the same language as these other men were scattered around the city, and they were out giving them the gospel. Now, I honestly believe, since 1 Corinthians will address the issue of a gift of tongues, that these men spake in a language that they had never spoken before or studied. Verse 13 shows that some thought of these guys as being drunk. So Peter stands and preaches in a tongue that was common to all of them, and 3,000 people got saved and baptized that very day. So as far as baptism of the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues in that day is seen, in Acts chapter 2, it went to the Jews, as verse 5 points out so readily that we just read how there were these different people from all around the area and things like that. As a matter of fact, let's just read that again for your benefit for Acts chapter 5. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. So this was to the Jews from all around the world. They'd been scattered. Remember that? they had been scattered. In Acts chapter 8, it happens again, but there it's the Samaritans who were half Jews and half Gentile. They too spoke with tongues. It happened to them just like it did in Acts 2, we're told. Acts 10, it is to the Gentiles, and they too received the like gift of the Holy Ghost. This was to show that the gospel was to all people, and the manifestation would show whosoever will may come. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is not speaking in tongues. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is baptizing you into the body of Christ. This was a manifestation to show the Jews and to show everyone that the gospel is for all. We are to take the gospel to the whole world. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6 says it this way. There is one body and one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Now you'll notice the Spirit is capitalized in those verses. Salvation is only one way, and that is through Jesus Christ our Lord. Ours is to accept it by faith, and there is only one in you all, one God and Father of all, who's above all and through all and in you all. So you got the God the Father, one Lord Jesus Christ, one faith, faith in Him, and even one body, one Spirit, and that Spirit is the Holy Spirit. The Trinity here again mentioned, but it shows the Holy Spirit is part of this salvation. There's one body. When we get saved, we're brought into the body of Christ. We say the church, the body of Christ, however you want to call it. The Bible uses both terms. Now, you will notice that the Spirit is capitalized again. So salvation is only one way. He gives the Holy Spirit the day you receive Christ to indwell you. Now, it may not be the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's not the same as our water baptism, but it is a baptism of the Holy Ghost. You're baptized the moment you receive Christ. But we don't see people receiving Christ speaking in tongues. Some people get emotional. Some people have accepted it, and they didn't show all the emotion others did, but they've remained true for so many years since their salvation. Now, that takes us to another passage that you gave, and that was in Acts chapter 19, verses 1 through 7. And so, folks, if you want to turn there, you can, that are listening to us today, and follow along. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus. And finding certain disciples, he said unto them, Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, Unto what then were you baptized?
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, May the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, May God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.